We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Spike Eskin, who's our boss and put this fine program together. We're getting here the 1 year mark, by the way, of the show, just for the record.
We'll have to end of next month, right?
October 24th.
Yep.
Yeah, next month. Spike, Turkey Bowl. Tell us, you know, we've been talking a lot about Turkey Bowl the last 3-4 weeks here, and obviously it's an opportunity for anybody out there to get their high school's game, whether they're a student, a parent, a teacher, an administrator, an alum, whatever it may be, to get a classic high school football game rivalry here on WIP Thanksgiving morning, and we're looking forward to it. Tell us about this.
I thought Turkey Bowl was when you were going to try to shoot 40 out of 50 free throws.
No, that's called Champion Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's called Champion Bowl.
I'm fixated on this.
That's called Hammer Bowl.
So you have not taken enough credit. The Turkey Bowl thing was your idea. It has nothing to do with me, really. All I did was say, good idea, and then we're doing it.
Well,
so you said, you know, it was months ago, you said it was the only good idea you've ever had. That's why it sticks out in my brain so clearly. I was like, oh my God, what was that? So I wrote it down just so I would never forget the day. But you said, I always thought it would be a good idea for WIP to go out to a high school. This is really what happened.
Yeah.
And John and I will call the game on Thanksgiving morning. And it was a brilliant idea.
Thanks.
And we reached out to a couple of schools in the area just to see if they thought it would be a great idea as well. And then we put the submission page online last week.
Yeah.
And just hundreds and hundreds of submissions so far.
That's awesome.
Now, there aren't hundreds of games, obviously. We've had a lot of repeat submissions, but we will look at that. We'll look at how many submissions each school gets when we're trying to determine the finalists.
This is great. And Turkey Bowl, again, you can get your school submitted, cbsphilly.com/Turkey Bowl. And Turkey Bowl is presented by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. It's also brought to us by Penn Medicine and Gwinnett Mercy University. We appreciate everyone being involved in this. This is going to be the start of a tradition. There's no doubt in my mind.
Absolutely.
I hope.
Yeah.
There's no doubt it's going to be the start of a tradition.
Yeah. And you've talked about Howard doing it as well?
Well, apparently, that's what I was told. We were going to bring this up to Howard on Thursday. We haven't even mentioned this yet, but I've heard this, that Howard wants to be involved in this.
This is
great.
Yeah, he demanded anything he can do to be away from his family on Thanksgiving. He will figure out a way. So if the Eagles aren't playing, he's like, high school game, I'll do that. So he's going to do that as well.
That's great. Howard's sideline reporting is fantastic.
But he went to Northeast, right? And there's a pretty legendary Turkey Bowl game there with Northeast ties at Central, I think, Central Northeast. So there's that one. There's a lot of you obviously went to the Prep, right?
Yep,
there's a legendary game there. There's a few.
Well, the Prep's changed a couple years ago. The Prep used to be LaSalle.
Okay.
And then I think it went to Malvern. And I don't even know if I got to look into it. I don't even know if the Prep schedules a Thanksgiving Day game now, because we're always in the playoffs.
They do. There is one scheduled.
That's one of the issues.
There's Haverford High and Upper Darby, which is some, you know, I'm Delco, and there's a Ridley game as well, but we've had a ton of submissions.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this.
It's going to be great. What's the timeline, Spike? Just to give, so we are right now September the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So Thanksgiving is basically about 2 months from now.
Yeah, so this is the way.
What's the timeline? How's this going to work?
So here's what's going to, we are going to take submissions until the end of next week. And then we will determine the finalists, and then the voting, the voting will start on October 2nd. So we'll announce the finalists maybe October 2nd, and that's when the voting will start.
And finals will be roughly how many schools?
You know, I don't know. I think we left it open to see how many. If we get, you know, 10 schools that have a ton of submissions, why don't we open it up to everybody?
Right.
You know, I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to show some.
So submissions are a big part of it. I mean, the more submissions, the better chance you have to become finals, essentially.
Yep.
And so then from there, the voting happens from early October into some portion later October. And
so
then
the voting will go from October 2nd until I think October 27th or 28th. Is that Friday? Is that what that is? And then we'll announce the winning game the next week. And then we'll have that build up the few weeks until the actual game.
And this will largely be social media based with how people vote. Is that the
thrill? That's what kids do nowadays, right? They're
those
Twitters.
Those kids these days.
Snap. Chats and all that stuff. So yeah, it'll be a lot of social media stuff.
You'll have to tell Joe, he's Mr. Twitter.
Mr. Twitter's
all about it.
Yeah.
And Mr. Facebook and Mr. App.
Mr. App.
Oh, I didn't know he was Mr. App.
Mr. App.
What one? Appetizers or an actual app? You use apps now?
Well, it's funny. I was telling John during the commercial break, because I just did this app thing here earlier today, and I was telling John, because they needed your email and then password. You know, say, you know, create a password, create the account. And I told John, for this true story, for years on the internet, for whatever type of accounts, online banking or whatever.
You used the same password?
No.
Okay. He wouldn't register.
I wouldn't register, because for years, what I thought they were doing was, give us your email, give us your email's password.
And you wouldn't.
And I'm like, well, screw that. I'm like, I'm not giving you my email's password. For years, I didn't.
What's wrong with you? You thought they were asking for your email password.
I thought they were asking for my email password. I'm like, well, the heck with these people.
Who are you?
I'm not getting down with these people. They're asking for my email password.
So he never registered for anything, and it just passed him by. All that technology for years passed him by because he thought he'd be giving away his email password.
You know, the difference between you and the Unabomber is this very, very, very small difference. And the guy wrote a huge diatribe about technology and how it was going to be the end of us. And I think you and your friggin' legal pads are going to be in a...
I think
that was called the manifesto, I believe.
Yes, the manifesto.
All right, Spike, real quick here. All right. Sixer season's coming up soon. They go to camp. I think it's next week.
Next week.
Where do you stand on the Sixers? What are your gut feeling right now? How are you feeling?
Sure wish the big guy was playing basketball somewhere. I would feel a lot easier if Joel Embiid was playing basketball. That makes me a little nervous, but all in all, pretty excited. Really disappointed in people like you setting expectations way too high, only to have people angry when they don't reach those expectations. But I guess that's sort of par for the course.
You think 48 wins is setting expectations too high?
It's so absurd. Let's put it this way. It is more likely that you hit 60 of 50 free throws than the Sixers winning 48 games.
By the way, the free throw thing, this is going to happen. This is going to be a thing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's, you're not going to make 40 out of 50, but there's no chance.
Now, we were talking, like, if we do make this a charity driven event.
I have better idea.
Spike said you need to invest more of yourself for this.
So if it's going to be a charity thing, we can do the 50, but people should donate. You should shoot free throws for 3 hours, and they should donate for every free throw you hit.
Well, we'll do that also.
Like,
you'll do that.
How many does Joe make out of 1,000?
Joe will die at like 30 minutes into it.
But no, I'm happy to shoot for 3 straight hours, but I don't want to lose sight of the competition.
Yeah,
the
first 50 will be the competition.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fair. So we do the first 50, and then we do from there shoot for 3 straight. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And Spike, you give me no chance?
There's no chance.
No.
There's literally no chance.
I think no chance is a little too nice there.
There's no chance.
You guys are going to look silly. Just saying.
I will cut off the pinky finger on my left hand.
Don't say that.
40 out of 50.
Wait. James, capture that audio. I don't want you to do that, man. I really don't. Dude, you're going to turn into Ronnie Lott.
He's not going to have to. Don't worry.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried. I'm old anyway. What do I need my pinky finger on my left hand for?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
It's tough, man.
CBSPhilly.com/Turkey Bowl. That's where you submit your school.
Yeah, get the schools in. CBSPhilly.com/Turkey Bowl. Spike, thanks for being in here. And again, get those submissions in. And that deadline for the submission process, the end of next week. 888-729-9494. Coming up, more phone calls. Also, a moment from yesterday that... Well, it seemed like it was almost like a stumper for Doug Peterson there. He had to collect his thoughts and collect his thoughts and then collect his thoughts a little more. What was that moment? We'll talk about it. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie.
Mark your calendars and join us at Zally's ShopRite of Williamstown tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be giving away ShopRite gift cards throughout the show to help you with all of your tailgating goodies. In addition, we're asking all of you to help us give back to our local community food banks this month. Stop in ShopRite of Williamstown or any Zally's store and donate canned goods or money at the registers. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at ShopRite of Williamstown, where quality comes first.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.